At the beginning of the 14th century, Europe was not a continent waiting passively for disaster. It was a world already under strain. The societies that would soon confront the Black Death had been shaped by centuries of expansion, ambition, faith, warfare, and demographic growth, but beneath the surface of medieval life, many of the systems that had once encouraged stability were beginning to crack. Kingdoms were becoming more powerful, cities were growing more crowded, trade routes were extending farther than ever before, and the population had increased dramatically. These changes created wealth, opportunity, and cultural vitality, but they also produced vulnerability. Europe had become more interconnected and more productive, yet it had also become more fragile. For generations, medieval Europeans had lived with uncertainty. The possibility of a poor harvest, a local conflict, a sudden illness, or a harsh winter was never entirely distant. Most people lived close to the limits of survival, especially in rural communities where food production depended heavily on weather patterns and the quality of the soil. A prosperous year could bring relative comfort, but a sequence of bad seasons could quickly transform hardship into desperation. Even before plague arrived, hunger and disease were recurring features of life. Medieval society had learned how to endure difficult conditions, but the crises of the 14th century were different because they accumulated. One problem intensified another. Economic pressure weakened families. Hunger made bodies more vulnerable to illness. Warfare disrupted agriculture and trade. Political disputes increased taxation. Fear encouraged religious anxiety, suspicion, and violence. To understand why the Black Death would have such an enormous impact, it is necessary to look at the Europe that existed before the first devastating waves of plague. The catastrophe did not strike a perfectly healthy society. It entered a continent already exhausted by decades of instability. The Great Pandemic would become the most terrifying expression of a wider crisis, but it was not the beginning of that crisis. Europe had been moving toward a breaking point for years. During the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, much of Europe experienced significant population growth. Agricultural expansion allowed more people to survive, marry, and raise children. Forests were cleared, wetlands were drained, and new villages were established. Landowners encouraged peasants to cultivate areas that had previously been considered marginal or unproductive. New tools and farming practices, including heavier plows in some regions and more effective systems of crop rotation, increased agricultural output. The growth of towns and commercial networks reflected a broader transformation. Medieval Europe was no longer a collection of isolated rural communities. It had become a dense and increasingly complex civilization. This expansion created an atmosphere of confidence. Cathedrals rose above the rooftops of growing cities. Markets attracted merchants from surrounding villages. Universities began to flourish in centers such as Paris, Bologna, and Oxford. Political institutions developed greater sophistication. Kings sought to strengthen royal authority, while nobles built castles, maintained armed followers, and competed for influence. The Catholic Church remained the central spiritual institution of Western Europe, shaping not only religious belief but also education, law, morality, and political legitimacy. The medieval world could be deeply violent and unequal, but it was not static. It was energetic, ambitious, and capable of remarkable achievement. Yet growth carried dangers. The population expanded faster than the resources available in many regions. As more land was needed for cultivation, farmers moved on to poorer soils.